Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It's not new news to report that genetically engineered products are under assault. We're in free trade talks with Europe. The European public is adamantly opposed to GE foods. There are bills in 23 of our state legislatures to label foods that contain GE products. The naysayers have a loud voice. However, you don't hear even a whisper out of them opposing genetically engineered medicine. Biotech health products have exploded. Totally accepted. Now, where's the logic? Ring spot virus was devastating. The Hawaiian papaya industry. To the rescue came Rainbow, a GE product resisting ring spot. If you go to Hawaii, you'll probably be served GE papayas. Now we face another challenge, much more widespread and closer to home. The orange industry is under assault by an expanding bacterium. This new bacterium started infecting our citrus crops about 10 years ago. Citrus is threatened in a number of states, including Georgia, South Carolina, Texas, California, and especially Florida. Millions of our orange trees have been destroyed, cutting Florida citrus production to the lowest level since 1969. Researchers are working frantically to find a solution to the citrus greening disease. Today, there is no known cure. The last thing this industry wants to do is to turn to genetic engineering to save their apples. Save their oranges. However, Texas A&M University is coming to the rescue. They are introducing spinach genes into citrus trees to provide the citrus resistance. Field trials are underway to give birth to a new GMO. This is not a done deal yet, but if proven successful, the next challenge will be to get public acceptance of GE orange juice. Maybe GE could save our oranges as GE saved the papaya. Eventually, the public will come to appreciate the true value of this advanced science. They will come to accept the safety of the product. GMOs have been subjected to more testing worldwide than any other products. They are safe according to such well-respected organizations as the World Health Organization, National Academy of Sciences, and the European Food Safety Authority. Okay, next week, I'll be on the farm in Illinois, and until then, I am John Block from Washington.